Hello everyone, it's Jana here, or Gentlemen, and I'm out in my garden looking at a blue dragonfly, checking out my lavender. Yep, likes it. Yes, I have been prompted by booze from Dreamy Marmot and Food Galore to come out and check the state of my herbs. I had this idea, I think it was about a couple of years ago, and I thought I'm going to reclaim some of the garden. So we've made some of it grass, gives a slightly bigger play area, and I thought the rest of it, because they look quite attractive and they're useful, I'm going to plant some herbs. Yeah, actually when we had Pims at the weekend, yes, I didn't think I had any mint, and that was the other thing I wanted to check. I still don't think I do. I have something that looks a bit like mint, and I think it's sort of a lemony type of mint, but it actually smells more of a lemon than of mint. So that's something to get, because that comes in very handy for those drinks, and also I have noticed on ice creams, etc. I don't know why I haven't got any. But once again, yes, the coriander obviously likes it. That's a big bush now, and so is the sage. I have some purple sage, which is quite pretty. The thyme is looking a bit, well, sorry for itself, really. There's something that I'm not entirely sure. That might just be grass, actually. I think my chives died. And please don't laugh, I know some of those aren't perennials. As you remember, I have this this conversation with my mum every now and then, who's a very keen gardener, and I say, "Oh, such and such has died," only to be greeted by her cheerful laugh and her saying, "Well, you know what? You have to plant those every year." And what else have I got? I've got some parsley, curly parsley, so it doesn't look very parsley-y. Which seems to be coming out in several places now. That's interesting. And I've got some oregano as well. I can only tell by the smell of the leaves that that's oregano. I nearly thought, oh, more weeds. Actually, I must weed this section. It looks awful. Lots of wild strawberries as well. And what else have I got? A very big rosemary bush seems to be doing very well in our town. Again, something that Mum can't grow rosemary, but she was very impressed when she first came to the house we were renting here, and there were these massive rosemary bushes, one either side of the walkway, I said, "How do you do that?" I don't know. I didn't do anything. They just grow, and yeah, this one's the same, just growing. But I've also just noticed, oh joy, the second bay leaves plants that I planted, I thought that had died in the winter. The first one definitely didn't make it through the very frosty winter 2 years ago. But there is something that definitely looks like a bay leaves plant. Yay, it's very tiny, but it's a start. So that's good. Right, so that's all I've got, I think. Yes, I'm afraid that's it. Yes, I also have a beautiful red Acer in here, but that's not a herb. That was there before, so I've just planted everything around it because I moved one and it didn't like it. So that's staying there for now. Yeah, and that's my little herb garden. You know, actually, yes, it could do with pruning. So there we are. And that's my boo for today. So I hope everyone's having a good day. It's rather warm today, but it's a little bit muggy. But then again, I guess that's June in England. Right then, thank you for listening, everyone, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.